Beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. Yes, I bow before your throne. 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 Yes, Jesus. I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne, Lord, I bow before your throne. 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 Glorious, glorious. Beautiful King, marvelous God, I bow before your throne. Glory, oh God. Yes, Jesus. Beautiful King, marvelous God, I bow before your throne. Glory, oh God. Beautiful King, marvelous God, I bow before your throne. That's why I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, oh praise, oh peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none throne. Glorious God, excellent God, marvelous God, I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. Lord, I bow before your throne. Lord, I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. Lord, 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 I bow before your throne. My God, I bow before your throne. Lord, I bow before your throne. Lord, I bow before your throne. Lord, I bow before your throne. Beloved, just submit yourself unto the Ancient of Days, unto the Lion of the tribe of Judah, unto our God that is mighty and gracious, unto our God that is plenteous in mercy, unto our God that is faithful and unfaithful, dependable and reliable, unto the only wise God, the Lukutu Punangle Kutuzopra Negatu Gazad, the Lepliango Togosuzia La Pentro, Lopotuguzote. Bekuta azuzia, la prende che ketuzote, le prende nonosia. Zeproto, otua, atua, atua, atua la pendro no custusi atua. You are the only God that is gracious. You are the only God that is awesome. You are the only God that is mighty. You are the governor among the nations. You are the author and the finisher of my faith. You are the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. There is absolutely nothing about my case you cannot fix. You are the template of my life. De qua asuzia atuaz zoprone gekuzote isopia atron atuaz ende geke librus ote elabio otua atua. Endegege lebrus ote, elebro susia tuazi. Endegege librus ote, nequa apio otuga susia. Zoproto otua, atua, atua. Endege kutozo, susiato. Ondegege librus ote, esuato. Endegege lebrus ote, isopia. Nenge lebrus ato. Onde que cusoto, suzia lua prononosa, isto onde que libros ote, isto pia atua, 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 la cucutazate, negle cusote, isto pia atua, sozo pronde que cusote, isto pia atongo lica libros ote, isto pia atongo lica ate. Estogo, otua, atua, endegege librus ote, ensu atua, ondege lebrus atua, atua, elapio, otrosusiato, ososua, asoprondege ketusote, endega apio, otogus ate, esoprio ondoge librus ote, isopia, atuazo, ondegege Zozo, si atuaze, esupio, otu azote, illomongloso, susia tuasa, zeprende negedukustozot, isopia atuaso, usopi endegede librus ote, itodalabro susia atua, dengle kekuta atua, atua, atugosusia apio, otugazate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, a lot will be said on this altar this morning. Your business is to stay focused and pray. God is going to rescue destiny. Destiny will be recovered. Destiny wounded will be healed. Assaulted destiny. Beloved, will be by the power in the name of Jesus, will receive a rescue this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Destiny casualties shall become free this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Cage destinies, destinies that have been held captive, that have been hindered from manifesting and finding expression. This is the moment. Somebody must fight for their children. Somebody must say enough is enough for themselves. Somebody must go to the trading platform of the destiny sellers. Beloved, I said enough. Give me my stuff back. It is destiny that has encoded every race you must run. The race we are talking about running to obtain is the race according to man's destiny. If they've taken that which was yours, and giving it to another, so you are running, but you are running the race of another. So you will see us this morning going to the place where destiny has been stolen, have been affected, destiny have been exchanged, traded, has been transferred, or the destiny has been shared, and you are saying, I want my stuff back. Privilege by the mercy of God to share with somebody as the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw that as a baby in the pram, they have taken that destiny and given it to a 7-year-old. Somebody 7 years old, but while she was still a baby in the pram. I have been privileged by God, and I saw, beloved, that there everybody has an identifier. In the medical world, they will call it the genetic code of individual. In the realm of the spirit, is looked at slightly differently, but it is still an identifier. It is like your ID. Your destiny is what you are represented by, and that is what God expects you, beloved, to fulfill. God expects you to run the race of destiny. If there were men that told me what I'm talking about, I would probably say, God, you need to take me to the place of learning, because you need to show me. I don't get it. But the Lord showed me some, I don't know whether about 2 years now, and we've taken certain things up on this altar, and God had rescued destiny. The Lord showed me a destiny that was meant to be a zillionaire, not millionaire, not billionaire, not in the type of money that are small money. And I saw the exchange that men did. They took that was what was meant to be a glorious destiny. They turned it to a zero near destiny. And I saw that they took in this place that looked like a market, as the Lord showed it to me, I saw that they exchanged that destiny with a card. What looks like a card? An identifier. And the Lord said, go and stand for thy fellow, so that the destiny that was traded destiny in the satanic evil market, God said, go and see to it that you declare war against evil traders and recover back the destiny of the individual. Beloved, you came on this altar today. You must be ready yourself. Because when you are not living according to the divine order of God, according to the destiny plan of God for you, you are the number one person, beloved, that we know that something is just not right. As we started this meeting, somebody sent me a note, said, Pastor, all through yesterday, this is what has bothered my mind. God noticed those who had been crying over and over again and said, God, this is not what I believe your plan is for me. Why is my life like this? Somebody that called a question. Somebody that is ready, beloved, for a solution. Somebody that must be ready to take what God has prepared for them. Somebody that is saying, I cannot run all my life the race of another. I want to run my own race. I don't want to run the race of another. Somebody who has been traumatized and troubled, and you see that they give you what does not belong to you. Beloved, whether in your dream or you are dealing with emptiness and you are wondering what has taken place, what is wrong, it doesn't matter to me. The Lord was very clear to me. When that the assault was carried out, the transfer of the exchange was carried out, but anybody living or dead, this day, whosoever they are, the fire and the thunder of God will locate the power base of the wicked, the demonic market, where they are traded with destiny. Beloved, and I entered into a home. As I come into the home, the Lord begins to open my eyes. I see way beyond what I see in the home. I saw that there was an exchange. That exchange was carried out. Exchanging a golden destiny for a piece of money. Personalities that gave money to the baby. And what they have done is that they have already exchanged the destiny, a golden destiny. And the Lord began to speak to me as the secret was coming out. Those who had it, they can assured. They don't see me as friend, they see me as enemy. Because you cannot trade a glorious destiny for a zero destiny. Beloved, but there are destinies that must be rescued as the Lord has preordained it. There are lives that must be rescued so that they can now begin to run their own race and not the race of another. And beloved, where are we? The word of the Lord says, Jeremiah chapter 23 and 29, 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, 11. God's word was very explicit. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. On the basis of the destiny thoughts, destiny agenda of God, man commands on the race of destiny. So you will see that God was talking to a generation of men who have been transferred, exchanged from their land to the land of Babylon. When anybody is taken into captivity, what they're taking into captivity is your destiny. It doesn't matter how they were flourishing, how Daniel and the three Hebrew men and all of them were doing in a strange land, but beloved, but their destiny was giving color to Babylon, but the destiny platform that God ordained for them is in their own land. So, and Daniel has to locate by the book and said, our destiny that has been loaned, because their destiny became a borrowed destiny, a loaned destiny, a higher destiny in Babylon, profiting and prospering and flourishing in the accounts of the king of Babylon. He said, I located by the book that the time that I should have come back and come out of this captivity, beloved, has expired. I, Daniel, understood by books. Was Daniel not an achiever? Oh, beloved, Daniel has achieved great things in Babylon. Actually, Daniel has come to the understanding of the secret of God that makes the king of Babylon, beloved, to spare the life of other men. But Daniel said, I understood by the books that the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation, which he has pronounced on Jerusalem will end, and it was 70 years. So I direct my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication in sackcloth and ashes. And I pray to God, Daniel chapter number 9, and confess and said, oh Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and extends loving kindness. And he begins to pray, what is Daniel doing? Jeremiah had already prophesied many years, because these are men that deviated from their God. He begins to prophesy that God is going to be, they will be taken into captivity. And indeed, they were taken into captivity. Men of substance, the star of their season, the men that have potentials, the change agent of their nation, the big personality that will put laughter in the face of their families, the relevant agent of God, impactful men of their days. When the king of Babylon was choosing them, he didn't take the rubbish people. He took the choice men. He took the nobles. He took men that were born even to royal families. He made the choices of men that were that have the right potential. He took them to serve him among the captives. Lift up your voice and say to the Lord, oh God, arise, rescue my destiny from destiny highest, rescue my destiny, rescue my glorious destiny from the hand of the iron, Ayalin, and the iron hand, the only Gekusoto, rescue my destiny, rescue my destiny from the hand of evil Ayahad and Ayahlin this morning. Rescue my destiny. Rescue my destiny from the hand of Ayahad and Ayahlin. Leon di Gekusoto, Osopron di Gekusoto, Isopia Atuazo. Oh God, arise. Rescue the destiny of my children. Leon di Gekusoto di Atuale. Entro susia atuazo, onde gege libros ote etuate, elapia atuate, ente gege cutoso, onde gege cutoso, esto libruna custoso ziate, isopia atuate, ente gege libros ozi atua, onde gege libros ote, isopia atuato. Oh, toge e pentre negaso, isopia atuate, on dige cuato con libros ate, istoto otuate, endege ge libros ote, endige cusoto, susi atuale, endege cusosa, piatua, endege ge libros ote, isopia atuazo, on dege ge libros ote, Isopia atuazo, on degege libros ote, Isopia atuazo, on degege libros ote, Isopia atuate, en degege libros ote, Isopia atuazo, on dige cusate, istoto atuate, Isopia acutoso, on degege libros ote. Isopia atugoso, on degege libros ozi akutaza, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daniel was an achiever. That is where some of us are achieving something. Some of us are rising to certain levels. Some of us are experiencing certain things, and therefore we become comfortable, we become beloved, cool and calm and collected, and everything that was gained, everything that was achieved possibly has got nothing to do with destiny. There were what belongs to the other folk whose destiny they gave to you, and they gave you their own. And beloved, because of ignorance, we thought that we have achieved so much. A person said to me, I said, Pastor, I don't think this was meant to be my life. After 40 years, she said, I was meant to be like this. I said, now that you discover that you are meant to be like this, then go and be it. Jeremiah 29. God said to them, that there will be in Babylon for 70 years. They know that. Because it started from Hezekiah, whose life was spared for another 15 years, and he didn't know that he has brought the higher hand, the destiny has changed, the stealer of glorious destiny, and Ajakus, beloved, that will come to the temple and steal everything in the temple. He brought the people that he called friend home, beloved, because they came to come and see him after he had recovered. And beloved, he thought they were friends, but he didn't know that they were enemies. Beloved, he brought them home. He didn't know that he has just secured, beloved, as friendship an enemy. He made an enemy. If the enemy behaved like a friend to him, he welcomed them. He showed them everything. In around the temple of the Lord, the prophet of the Lord came to him. What have you just done? He said, they came and I showed them everything. Hezekiah showed them everything. He showed them everything that they will come and tamper with in the future. Beloved, and the prophet said unto Hezekiah, not in your time, but in the time of your children, the same enemy will come. I take everything that you have seen, that you have shown him. Not only what he showed, he will take his children into captivity. Beloved, Hezekiah if he had known that there were enemies, beloved, he would probably not have allowed them to actually see what was available in the house of the Lord. Beloved, but he did. He recovered from his disease in order to sponsor ignorantly diseases against the destiny of his own children. Anybody that would have traded the destiny of their kids, it is better for them to die than to secure trouble for tomorrow. For their own children. beloved, but an Ezekiah, when he had in 2 Kings 20, from the mouth of Isaiah, in verse 17, he said, "Behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left. Seeth the Lord, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee royal blood, royal families, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then said Ezekiah unto Isaiah, "Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken." And he said, "Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days?" Beloved, he secured for an unborn generation, beloved, destiny loan to a strange land. Beloved, that is why many wicked personalities that sell destiny, that traded destiny, beloved, they are dead before what they have done. The damage that they've done begin to manifest. So you saw, except that the books had spoken, who could ever, beloved, discover the damage that he did by agreeing? The prophet said this is evil. Instead of him begging and saying, "Well, I made a blunder. It's not here for us to ask questions. I don't know whether we can meet him in heaven and ask questions also. Why he did what he did, but I want you to know there are personalities that are still in our lives and they were the reason why destinies have been hijacked." Why don't Ezekiah said, "I would rather die than for the destiny of my own children to become hired, captive, become a captive in a strange land." But Ezekiah said it was okay. Beloved, Jeremiah came and prophesied and said, "That captivity in Babylon has an expiring period. It's not for life." But he said the people must not be deceived that they will think that they will come out of it in a hurry. He said, "When you are in captivity, speaking to them, he said to them, get married. Do everything that you want to do. You are not coming out in a hurry, but beloved," he said to them, "there is an expiry time." Verse number 4, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the captives whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses, live in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease in number. Seek peace and well-being for the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its peace and well-being you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your false prophets who are among you and your diviners deceive you. It's all. Then don't let them deceive you. Pay no attention and assign no significance to the dreams which they dream unto yours. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. Because as soon as they get to the land, they wanted to get out. There are diviners that were sorcerers among them. They are just coming to a land where the wise men of the land are. The innocent of the land, they were sorcerers. They come into a land of idolatry. So they engage in the same demonic beloved activity, and they were promising that you will come out. You will come out. God said to Ian, you are coming out. Beloved, the prophet keep on speaking. He said, oh, it's not yet time, because that captivity has a time frame. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years of exile have been completed for Babylon, I will visit, inspect you, and keep my good promise to you to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Upon the plan, then you will call on me, and I will, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortune, and I will free you and gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I send you into exile, because you who have remained in Jerusalem have said, the Lord has sent a prophet for us in Babylon. Thus says the Lord, and God begins to deal with those who are indifferent, those who think that the diviners are their prophets. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, when life looks meaningless, there are personalities that want to find an answer, and they have consulted on demonic altars to find out, where is my life like this? And they have helped themselves to acquire more trouble than anything that they have ever experienced. God said in the scripture you just read, that every captivity of destiny, assault to destiny, every attack against destiny is not meant to be for life. There is an expiring period. That is what Daniel located by the books. It was meant to be 70 years. Why are we in captivity? The 70 years has come and gone. Beloved, God said when that captivity finishes, he said, I will restore you back. When they are restored back, then they can rebuild their Jerusalem. Then they can begin to run their race. Then they can begin to achieve the virus. It was not that they were not achieving and attaining, because even in the physical, beloved, for individuals, it's not that nothing has been achieved, but it is not God, but not according to the agenda of God for their lives. Daniel was ready, so they cried this morning, because you are the one that will fight and say, I want my destiny back. When Saul, destiny realized for Jabesh, at least you saw the role that their grandfather had played in the life. Beloved, the grandfathers or great grandfather of Saul, the great grandfather of the Daniels, Ezekiah, was the reason why there have been destiny captivity, destiny arrest. I call it destiny embargo. Place an embargo over the life of his own children, and he said it was okay. At least Ojumi Oniribi, I won't be there when they take them into captivity. When they enter this house of the Lord, he said, I won't be there. The people that traded with destinies, they are demonic, satanic personalities that will render up their secret beloved completely closed. I was talking with somebody was talking to me, saying a lot of things to me last night, and the Lord opened my eyes, beloved, and I said to her, I said, look, there is no return. I see a personality running straight to hell, running straight, because the time of judgment is now. It's going to be very quick. It is by divine speed. Anybody that has run into darkness to mess with any child of God's destiny will run to hell. They will run to their grave. There will not be a comeback for them. If they are still alive, they will not survive. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. They don't want their secret to be known until they are deceased. And beloved, they will die in such a way that they cannot. People will know that they are the devils when your destiny has been recovered. But number of things before we begin to pray. I don't find what I'm dealing with this money funny at all. If the Lord will open your eyes, and he will open your eyes to have a glimpse of what I saw, so that you can fight the battle for your own life and take your destiny. What number of things to realize with his desire is that he placed destiny on arrest. 70 years of what looks like great achievement because of the hand of the Lord, out of everybody in captivity, the only four blocks that were mentioned that were achievers were Daniel and the three Hebrew men. Look at what they got through. They have to go through the lion's den. Their life was facing a lot of threats. They were going to be killed together with the other wise men. Daniel has got to go and seek the Lord. Why? Don't let us be killed with all of these strange men. We don't eat their food. We maintain our identity in God. And beloved, they suffer threats to their life. They suffer when they go to the strange land. The first thing that once there is a destiny arrest, when the destiny has been affected, beloved, there's always a contention for your identity. Then God then they say, we will change your name. They change their name. They want them to lose their identity. They call them according to their own traditional idolatry name. Identity crisis. Not only do they change their name, maybe you don't know, the type of people these men are. I want you to come with me to the book of Daniel chapter number 1. The prophet has prophesied it. Isaiah said it. Jeremiah, the next prophet after Isaiah, because Isaiah did not think that this captivity is going to take this much. But Jeremiah said it is 70 years. And before you know it, the word of the Lord said in the book of Daniel, it was the third year of the reign of Joachim. In number 1 Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles of the house of God. And he brought them into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought the articles into the treasury. He brought an holy thing into an unholy place. And the Babylonian king told Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some from the royal family. Don't forget the generation of their ancestors. Beloved Ezekiah, he said, bring some from the royal family and from the nobles. He didn't go and take, beloved, the rubbish people, the people in the grassroots. He said, young men without blemish and handsome in appearance, skillful in all wisdom, endowed with intelligence and discernment, and quick to understand, competent to stand in the presence of the king, and able to serve in the king's palace. He also ordered Ashpenaz to teach them, beloved, the literature and language of the Chaldeans. Demonic tutelage, satanic demonic tutelage, so that they can become mixed up and they don't know, beloved, they can adapt to that demonic environment for life. And so you saw, it said, I need able men, so destinies that I am talking about recovering this money. There are personalities that have read this scripture 250 times. Good for you. Beloved, the point is whether it is working for you or not. Whether you see yourself from the pages of this book, their father, souls, glorious destiny. The destiny sold by men that were dead took years. They undergo satanic engagement called besiegement. Their land was besieged. Their destiny was closed. Their destiny was arrested. Embargo, when you don't really move away from where you belong, and no matter what you are achieving, and if you are still not achieving the ultimate, that was still an embargo as far as I'm concerned. Embargo will say this far, you can't go further. How can there be such an old nation? Only 4 people will hear their names. It means that all the other folk, beloved, they do not have even any impact in the land. So their own destiny was arrested. Their own destiny was under satan without blemish and handsome in appearance, skillful in wisdom, endowed with intelligence and discernment, and quick to understand. It didn't call for destiny of importance. Because of what you have to understand, that when the exchange and trade destiny, they are looking, beloved, something good to buy for what is not good. They take it. Everything Babylon took it from the land of Jerusalem, beloved, the ones in his palace, they are the ones that he didn't have. The potential, the wisdom, the capacity that even his magician do not have, he took them and he put them in his own palace. He then teach them. He wants to re-educate them. Education that is not aligned with my destiny. Education, demonic education, that make our children to go into idolatry, that create demonic influences over our children. Beloved, he said, teach them the literature and the language of the Chaldees. And beloved, he assigned them daily ration, that is, he made provision for them daily ration with the finest of food and the finest of wine to drink. That is why people that eat and drink in their sleep, their destiny suffers so much. That is also one of the means by which destiny are traded. Destiny continue to suffer. Somebody told me that when they were going for interviews, they see themselves eating. And beloved said, there's nothing he can say at that interview, they don't give it to him. Because of drinking. How can you be going for interview and you see yourself drinking alcohol? You're already confusing your mind in the spirit. What are you going to say? Even what the person knows, they say rubbish at the interview. They don't know that the enemy finished the case before they left home. They already concluded on the interview. And then you are wondering, how did I? Why? I know my soul. Why did I get it? Contentious enemy against the destiny of man. Beloved, lift up your voice and say, every ferocious beast contending against my destiny. What are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. Every ferocious enemy contending against my dream. Die, die, die. He asked identity to be changed. He asked for their language to be changed. He asked that the beloved, the ascendants, begin to reteach them, teaching them in the wrong way. That was an influence of darkness. So that all together they will not know themselves anymore. He said, give them certain food to eat. But these men, what they were given to eat, and the wine from the table, they were delicacies. They must not deny type of food. The food that other men are killing themselves to have. He said to them, they were to be educated and nourished this way for 3 years. 3 years. So they take our kids to the wrong schools so that they instill in them demonic, satanic tutelage or teachings that turn them to Boconaras, that turn them to the Isil or the Isis, that whatsoever you do, they become the jihadists. They get out of the place where you have invested in them. And beloved, many parents look at their children, beloved, on the television, and they were thinking, when did he get out of the house? They saw them. I remember when they were burning all the shops in Croydon. I remember parents were seeing their own children losing PC1, losing various places. The kids that were the best kids at home. Beloved, because the enemy has gone after the choice men and the choice people. The people that were, they have a great tomorrow promised their own children, promised their own father to their own generation and to their own family. They were the ones that the enemy had his eyes on. And beloved, you know yourself. You know how you started. You know where you are now. The enemy that says they will keep their eyes on my children to trouble them. Oh God, arise and trouble them with trouble that they have nowhere else of. The undeke etuato. Undeke kekutoso ziatuate. Ilomongusto zuprunde kekusote. In the mighty name of the Lord. And beloved, as the Lord brought me to a situation, and I looked, as he showed me two different generations that are suffered in the hand of demonic, satanic destiny exchanges. They did it to the parents, they did it to the children, and the plan is that they do it in succession to everybody. So the first are always the last. The last are always the first. And I see what they did it with was just a garment, a clothing. They put the wrong clothes like a mystic. They put the clothes of the older, they put it on the younger. They put the clothing of the younger, they put it on the older. And they have seen generations, two generations, experiencing the same thing. And the Lord said to me, go and reverse it. And beloved, each of those generations, their personalities that carry their own destiny, but because they have exchanged their destiny, they were living, beloved, on borrowed destiny, the destiny that does not belong to them. The challenge of the matter is the secret that I will tell you today. When God tells me, beloved, when destiny is recovered for one, and the one that has lived on that borrowed destiny for life, he said, I will not let it go. What they played with is they played with death. Because it means that they want to use any diabolic means of retaining what does not belong to them. They want to fight back. have lived under, lived with other people's destiny, and suddenly the honor came. It is like a house that is full of riches that does not belong to the individual. When the owner of the house came, beloved, and they take all the stuff, the house becomes empty. Unless you now discover yours, it's not the time to be angry, man. It is your time to say, I want mine. Beloved, after all, what you have lived on before was not yours. It is time for you to say, I want mine. And you take your own destiny back. Beloved, this morning I want to lay the foundation of the Word of God. If I do not finish, we are going to that place where we are getting back, beloved, the destiny that belongs unto the individuals. So you see, the people that were doing well before were doing no well. The people that were meant to be the first, they became the last. Was it because they don't try, they put in every effort into it, nothing to show for it? Because there's been an exchange. It's like give them food, the choice food, nourish them for 3 years. So they nourish them for a period of time. Beloved, he said at the end they were prepared to enter the king's service. Among them, from the sons of Judah, were Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. The commander of the armies, the officials gave them the Babylonian names, Oruko Awo of Babylonia, because they were idolaters. Beloved, they called them Belshazzar, Ananias, and they named them Shadrach. Beloved, they called them evil names. They called them names that were not in their own favor. They called them names that changed their own destiny and changed their life. Beyond the Gekusuzia, Atuazo. Beloved, they changed their name. Everyone, the word of the Lord said in Genesis chapter number 2, verse 19, when God created everything and he brought them unto Adam, whatsoever Adam called their name, that was their name thereof. Some of us, they have called us funny names. You never bother to challenge them. What are these names? Why did you give me? What is the meaning of my name? And they have used a change of name to rob us of destiny and rob us of transfer of destiny. They have attached demonic names to the names of the people. They call them a name that is associated with idolatry. They call the man like a Daniel. Daniel means God is my judge. They gave them another name. They said, give Daniel a different name. They call him Belshazzar. Lord of the straitened treasure. Beloved, they gave him one that says that Jehovah God is his judge. They now call him a little idol God's name. Lord, they call him Lord. Because Bel means an idol God. Belshazzar. Lord of the straitened treasure. Whatever that means, they attach idol to the name of Daniel. Wickedness of the highest order. For Ananias, Messiah means God has favored. They change his name from answering to favor. They gave Ananias, Shadrach, royal of the great scribe, just writing, no favor. Favor give you access to everything. Now they turn him to a scribbler, a royal scribe. So he can write and write, but experience this favor. They add royal to it to make it interesting. I remember growing up, they will begin to do the oriki. You don't even know what they are doing. You don't know what they are saying. Beloved, but you stay there. Just Michel means who is what God. Who is what God is. What have they called him? Beloved, they call Michel Mesak, guest of a king. A one who is a replica, who is what God is, meaning that his entire life he will look like his father God. They now call him a guest of a king, guest of a king of Babylon, an idolater king. They reduce them, they shortchange their destiny. And therefore, they also call Assyria, Azariah, that means Jehovah has helped. They gave him a name. Beloved, to reduce him, they call him Abednego, Eru, servant of Nebo. Nebo is a god, a graven image. They turn a man that God has helped to become a servant of a little god, idol. When you look at the way they call them, they reduce their destiny. You see the way they call them, beloved, they downgraded their destiny. They disconnect them from their destiny source. That was the idea. The originator of their destiny, every one of them. Daniel, God is my judge. Ananias, God has favored me. Michelle, who is a replica of God? Azariah, Jehovah has helped me. And then they detoned their destiny, they downgraded it to become attached to idol of Babylon. I want you to lift up your voice. You are saying, any power in my father's house, in my mother's house that attach my name to the idol in my foundation, in order to degrade, in order to demote, in order to reduce my glorious destiny, and turn my hero destiny to a zero destiny. What are you waiting for? The Lord of hosts is against you. Be charged, be charged, be charged, be charged. Be aqua asuato. Onde que cutoso, si atuate. Ela pior. kutozo. Ola makwa atuazi. Endegege kutozo. Zi atuazi. Lekwa sotua atua. Atua. Atoko tugazazi. Endegege libruzo ozi. Endegege kutozo. Ondegege kutozo. Ozuazi. Endegege kuzote. Iloma kuta azotua. Atuazi. Lekleke kutozo zi atua. Lekleke kutozo. Ondegege lebruzo ozi. Isopia atuazi. Itoblongo shuta aya. Indoga kuzate. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, my destiny. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Receive divine third portion from every evil attachment from my father's house. By the blood of Jesus, I purge my destiny from every satanic illegal attachment that is originated or has originated from my father's house, from my mother's house. By the blood of Jesus, be purged. My destiny be purged from evil affiliation, from satanic attachment to idolatry, to bewitchment, to witchcraft, to the emptiness of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, my destiny, by the blood of Jesus, be purged this morning from every illegal attachment, even from my father's house, from every satanic evil association, by any illegal attachment of idols from my father's house that they have yoked me with, by name and the name of Jesus, I cut you off. I cut you off. I cut you off. I cut you off. Ilomi atuazo. Zopri andokle. Lekuto ozo. Zopruta gazo. Demplu no custo zi atua. Leklendo su zi atuate. Lekle koto zua. Apio otro su zi ati. Whenever the living die, they die. But yet, we try to reinvent the wheel in families. It, as we have it in my own home too. How they call the innocent people Babatunde, Iyabode. The dead person has come back. What are they doing? The word of the Lord said that there is something that the living has to do with the dead. And beloved, you don't know the historical record of the people that they named you with. The ancestors, the generations, the fathers, and the mothers that were dead. And then we put a stigma of that name. Don't you get it? Everything that Adam called by their name, they were answering to it. Our personality are answering. They are looking at facing double problems. Why? They are answering to the name. But yet, they have their own destiny. And beloved, in a very subtle way, they are living the life that is not theirs. Personality that wants to keep the memory of the dead in the household and call their children by ignorance the name of the dead. Beloved, I believe it is an unfair statement. And then you see that one becomes a casualty of what one does not know anything about because there was a name. These are dead dogs. These are idols. They were dead wood. That they named Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They named them according to the thing that cannot have bread, that does not live. Certain things, beloved, the idol that man carried. They were naming them there, beloved, and these are men that have glorious destiny. They have to say, I don't want that name. They refuse to eat. the king's meat. Because these delicacies, that is why when you are prone to eating and drinking in your sleep, they don't look like feces. They possibly wouldn't look like the food that you ate. They look like the delicacies that cannot be missed. And so, but what they were doing is defiling life by satanic demonic portion in order to rob destiny and to affect and afflict destiny. They have given them names. They want to take the exchange to the next level. Beloved of eating the portion that was assigned to them, Daniel said, "It is us. I will not defile myself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank." He's an idolater. Your grandfather, your grandmother that never goes to church, that never bowed down the knee to the Almighty God. These are people that worship Shulin at the shrine. They are personalities that are connected to the rivers. They are personalities that do not have any knowledge of God. Their house is the white garment church or the celestial church. Their house is beloved. When they go to, it's the magician houses. There are people that go to sorcerers. Their personalities, beloved, that go to evil, some go to Orthodox churches. But they go in the afternoon to lodge and to go to occultic people and occultic places. These people live and die. These are personalities that have shed blood. These are personalities that have traded with other people's lives. These are personalities that have done wickedly wicked. And then you not attach their name to the name of your children. And you make those kids to suffer bewitchment. Make them to run from pillar to post. Finding themselves initiated into satanic demonic occult of witchcraft. Of familiar spirit. Why? Because you have called them the name that does not belong to them. Beloved, those people might have lived and died. Your ignorant parents might have given you that name that God has not named you. You are going to say, I disconnect. I cut off my life and my death from any illegal association with any satanic name given to me from the time I was born. I don't know what they call Oriki in English. Any evil name that was associated to you, I cut it off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, and I met a young man, not a young man, beloved, but you know, I'm still young. So when I look at myself as young, I look at those who are younger than me as also young too. I met that man, beloved. Every time that man goes out, there's been a lot of craziness in his family. He didn't marry an African, married an American. That gentleman was working in one of the 500 companies in the U.S. What was his problem? Parents came to visit. They connected with the woman. And the woman, they left. And they will call at a particular time. They don't miss that time that they called in. The first thing he observed was his wife became a mental case. She went mad. And not only did the wife go mad, went mad from a very flimsy thing, they told him not to come back to work. This was an high flyer man. His own brother has a few medical centers, was a doctor in the U.S. He went mad. The guy was never connected to church or to God. He began to see that there is a serious problem here. And he ran. And people were saying to him, "Go for deliverance, get help." And this man, I met him myself. It was not a story. And this man, whenever he goes, come into the place where deliverance is going to be ministered to him, he doesn't go, they see another man behind him. Why did he suddenly lose his own job? Because he told his parents, he said to them, that his brother, a well-to-do man, that is sick, that is going to send him to them to help, because the guy lost everything. That was where he hurt their ego. He hurt the demonic ego of his parents. And beloved, what did they do? I don't know, but he lost his job. At least he was shoving between everybody. When they didn't come to pick that man, he sent the man to them in Nigeria, in Africa, and they were angry. So when he comes to the deliverance place, what happens to him is that they will say, they will be greeting him. They greet him well, and they will look, and they'll be greeting another one. Welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. They greet his father. And he will look and say, "I come here alone, who is following me? My father is not here." But that is what he was experiencing. And when I met him, how did I meet him? Because God was going to show him mercy. They sent ministry to him. And at the time, he was going to get an appointment, a political appointment in Africa. His name was on the list. From the time he knew that his own problem, devil has engaged his parents to trouble him, he stayed away and he was praying. He's now a serious Christian. They gave him for an appointment. They gave him an appointment. On the day of the inauguration for that appointment, as he came in and was talking with friends, he saw his father came in also, physically present. And when the father came in, he greeted his father. That was the end of appointment. His name disappeared from the manifesto. They could not see his name anymore. They have run through the list and everybody was seated to be called. He was not called. They look at the original list. His name was not there. That was the happening in his life when I met him. Beloved, he said, how did his father knew that he has an appointment? Why did the father show up? What happened? This is the devil he has run away from for many years because of what he knows. It's not a matter of running away. It is you confronting the devil inside of your father and your mother. He said, according to him, they sold everything that they have apart from the house they are living in. Very stinkingly rich men and women, because they said none of those kids will be able to inherit them. Wicked men. They have traded the destiny of their own children on satanic demonic altar in order to alter their destiny. Hezekiah was in partnership. A grandparent that was in partnership with an idolater appreciated their friendship. He didn't know that there were enemies that were designed to ruin the generation yet unborn. shatter you by fire. I charge you by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, iso bi atuato, ondi keke kutoso si alupone gazati. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the Lord gave me an understanding. Because I couldn't comprehend, why is your father following you? So everywhere you go, there are personalities that is not that a body follow you and they see them physically or in the realm of the spirit. When you show up, you look like an old personality, older than your age. For those who have eyes to see, simply because there is another inside of the individual. How can the agent live on the inside of the individual? So there are things that agents, beloved, inside of people, and they were ignorant of. And the Lord gave me an understanding as I engaged that man. I was traveling back onto the UK, and I said to that man, I said, what is your name? He was named after his own father. Beloved, when he was in good connectivity with his father before he insulted his father by sending his mad brother down to say, I can deal with this mad woman only. Beloved, I cannot handle these situations that are too much for him. And they said that he should not come. They don't want him to come to Africa to come and disgrace them. He said, I will put him in the plane and send it to you. And he did. He bruised their ego. And they begin to attack him. So what has made him to flourish? They run him out from the place where he has a name and has a voice. Because they have sold their own soul. That is why parents must be very careful. If you are my parent and you say any rubbish to me, beloved, if any parent, beloved, make a demand or something for their children, and because they don't do and you begin to speak rubbish, I believe everybody will suffer. It proves their ego. And beloved, what makes the parents to do well? That was working for him, that he has a name and a voice. Beloved, they withdraw it on the end from him. And beloved, he needed to discover himself. He didn't know that he has to kill. It was not that he doesn't have a destiny before, but because he was leading a borrowed destiny. The destiny was that appointment that would give him his own reality in life. And they came there to rubbish it, to make sure that the book was blank. What are you talking about? Beloved, you are lifting up your voice. Every borrowed destiny, higher destiny, destiny that does not belong to me, that was given to me, or that I have naively acquired. Lord, today I command my deliverance from such destiny. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. I reject borrowed destiny. I renounce borrowed destiny. I decline borrowed destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let kutos is a piato. Let kutos is the art. Nenda calibrus o heart to us. If you are on this altar and you have seen that you are about to woo for your child, and you see your child somewhere, and you have been struggling to get to the place to get your own child, and they were telling you, take another child, you are saying, in the name of Jesus, not only do I want my children back, I want their destiny restored back unto them. No demonic exchange is permitted concerning my children. No demonic exchange is permitted concerning my children. No satanic demonic exchange is permitted concerning my children. The appear unto God. O son de gege libros oz. Isopia atuas. O de gege libros oz. Isopia atuas. O de gege libros oz. Iston de gege libros oz. Nikokotas. O de gege libros oz. Ishotua tapiato. O de gege libros oz. Isopia atogosuziat. The personality that I mentioned, that I met on the plane in those number of years, when I look at the list of the people that they put in positions right now, in the same country, I saw his picture. And I said, so it took this number of years for him to locate his destiny. But beloved, the bottom line is, God said that no destiny is permanently supposed to be hijacked, go through assault, is supposed, beloved, to be denied of his fulfillment or denied of his establishment. But the honors lie unto everyone. Excuse me, there's something about that man when I met him. You will know that he will do well if they give him an opportunity. It will have an impact upon the nation. But the devil appeared in the time of his manifestation and gave him a number of years of delay, denied him in the moment of manifestation and prolong its weight in impact and in manifesting on the agenda of life. Beloved, evil household enemy. You can say that it happens in Africa only. In this country, I have seen it, where two brothers, you know, this one is really good for the role. However, another ended up in the position because it was not his anyway, but missed the mark of reaching the height that he wants to be. I don't need to mention names. Because it was not his originally. So he could not, it doesn't matter how eloquent he was. A close family become a family that knows warfare. Close friends become very, very close allies. Took the stage that does not belong to him. When there are crises about the destiny, somebody needs to command any personality or power anywhere that wants to put men where they do not belong, that belongs to me. I unseat the powers and the personality, and I command the force of God I unseat you today. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. I told that young man, they fight for your destiny. I pray this prayer, the pastor, I'm afraid I can't pray that prayer. I said, well, Otiparin, it means it's finished. If you can't pray that prayer, I can't help you. Because I don't know you, I've never seen you before, never set my eyes on you. But God told me the prayer that you must pray. He gave me a scripture for you. He said, pray that prayer. He said, the day I pray that prayer, he said, every time somebody has made me pray a prayer similar to this before. And he said, when I prayed that prayer, he said, my wife was very sick. My wife was sick to almost die. And I said that, why is my wife sick? That I prayed that let my destiny be rescued. Beloved. And he said he was able to recover his wife, but he didn't. What he didn't do was that he lost his destiny. The devil is inside your wife that is fighting your destiny. So these demonic attackers can come from anywhere. Any iron hand, whether from the place when you were born, whether along the journey in life, whether I see, beloved. Beloved, and this morning you will see that as we pray this prayer, heaven is arising. Every contentious enemy, I see personality that buys other people's destiny for their own children. When you yoke yourself with them, you go down and they rise. Because in that foundation are evil traders that buy destiny, that are glorious and destinies, beloved, that has a voice and a name. So when I'm saying, oh Lord, arise. Arise by fire, because you're a consuming fire. Arise in your wrath. Arise by your power. Rage against every destiny exchange, every destiny trade. Every evil destiny transaction, carry it out without my knowledge. Carry it out, even with my knowledge when I could not defend myself. Rescue my destiny from the heart of evil traitor. Rescue my destiny by your power, by your fire. Locate the evil traitor's market where the destiny of my children, where the destiny of my ministry, where the destiny of my career, where the destiny of my marriage, where the destiny of my family, where the destiny of the prevailers has been sold. Rescue my destiny. 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 In la pia osgazato, en dokugatuase, in sopia atuase, love by your fire. Rescue my destiny by your fire. Rescue my destiny. O Sophia and Dokila Mondra Nogoso. Isuki Atua Atua. The part of the art. Isuki Atua Atua. Langlo Kusoto. O Sophia Atugoso. Is Tonde Gagalibrus Ote. Is Sophia Atua. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, here is the secret. Their personalities, beloved, in this year, I am in the school of God on a daily basis. I see that there are destiny collectors, collectors of destiny. connect us of destiny. And when they are collectors of destiny, when they appear, things go down. Because they collect what was not theirs. I call them carriers of evil and bad. I call them demonic, satanic iron hand that carries satanic vessel to hijack glorious destiny. Because they didn't walk to Babylon, they transported them somehow. They catch them. It besieged the land. Beloved, make the land vulnerable. And therefore they were able to take the choice, men. The choices. They collected them in their demonic vessel. Beloved, this morning you are saying, all the higher hand and higher lead of darkness with satanic demonic transportation instrument to carry my destiny to any covenant of darkness, to hijack my glorious destiny and turn it to a zero destiny. What are you waiting for? The Lord of us is against you. Perish by fire. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are saying this, but you know me. Because Achan knows Joshua. At least Ezekiel does not know Daniel. He was not there. Daniel, they have not existed in his time. Herod heard about the birth of Jesus Christ and begin to fight against that destiny. He killed many just to be able to get one. You are going to lift up your voice. You are saying, all you that know me, you know me. And you have been what uttering my destiny. What are you waiting for? Your secret is out. Perish by fire. 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 Perish by fire. Perish by fire. You know me. I connected to you. And you are the one trending with my glorious destiny. You are the one assigned to manipulate my destiny. You are the one waiting to see my destiny not fulfilled. What are you waiting for? The Lord of us is against you. Perish, 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 perish. Perish, 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 by fire, 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 perish. Ikatunga gasuato, lekakutozo, siatuate, ela piondre negosuzia, dopendokusaate. That is why you are going to say, when you eat with people in the daytime and then in the nighttime, they become people that are feeding you, serve your food again. You know that? What was that? I think it's my friend. Oh, we went to have lunch together. So you joyfully, gallantly think it is a baby's play, and you eat rubbish food that they used to steal your destiny because the face looked like the face of your friend. Beloved, God told me their personality is that they have an anchor inside of them. By visiting places and going to various places, and they have become collectors through defilement. Daniel said, you can change the name, I don't care. I won't answer to that name. He said, I won't allow you to pollute me, because the sealant to the exchange is in the food and is in the wine. The wine and the food, beloved, eating and dying with the personality that wanted to be programmed to operate below their destiny, he said, no, I will not. Beloved, that is why you and I saw that the blood of Jesus Christ, beloved, and his body, he said, my body is bread indeed, flesh indeed, and his blood is drink indeed. You could not partake of the Lord's body. He said, do this unto until I come. What the body and the blood of Jesus does is to negate, beloved, every demonic evil food also that you have taken. Whether when you are walking or whether you are asleep, you have said every demonic food, whether cooked physically or cooked spiritually, by any personality that I have met in my life, in order to empty my destiny, what are you waiting for? I vomit you by fire. Walk against your honor. Walk against the cancer of darkness. Walk against the spoilers of life. The only that is brought the is up and don't go to Gaza. It's a prodigal exode. It's the atua, atuazo. On the gagalibus ode. It's a pia, atuazo. On the gagalibus ode. It's a pia, atuazo. In the lavasu ate. And the gekusote. It's a pia, atuonde. In lavacuto dosozia. Etrozo, the atuate. Ela pio ostrosus ato, onde gege cutoso, onde gege libros ode, isopia atuase, onde gege libros ode, isopia atuaso, onde gege libros ode. Beloved, they have ate the food of affliction in Egypt. They have ate and drank, they ate the food and drank the waters of oppression, of hardship in Egypt. When God was going to bring them out of Egypt, he said, I need you to prepare an unleavened bread. I want you to get the blood of an animal, put it on the lintel of your house. He said, today, the blood will be a token. The bread that the earth is said, eat in a hurry. Eat with your shoes already in place, because it's going to be for you for freedom from every food of affliction that you have eaten. Somebody this morning must say to the Lord, purge my system of every food of destiny affliction, every food that has introduced affliction into my life. Is up and on the gagakutozo, on to the atua. On the gaga libros ato, on the gaga libros ode, appear unto us on the Hebrews earth. Is appear unto us and the Hebrews earth. Is also unto us and the Hebrews earth. And the Hebrews earth. Is appear unto us and the Hebrews earth. Is also the unto us. And the Hebrews earth. And the Hebrews earth. Is appear unto us and the Hebrews earth. Is up here at us. You are saying, oh God, my Father, but the covenant in the blood of Jesus, break every instrument of affliction, Lord, that has been assigned against my destiny through eating and drinking in my sleep. Lose the karma to us all. And the Hebrews all is up here at us. On the Gekusoto, on the Gakapio, on the Ziato, on the Gagalibus Ode, and the Gekusoto, on the Gekusoto, is up on the Gekusoto, is up here at Tuade, Lengue Gekusoto, on the Gagalibus Ode, is up here at Tuazo, on the Gagalibus Ode. Is up here at Tuate, and the Galibus Ode is up here at Tuazo, on the Galibus Ode, and the Gacusoto, Ostosi at Tuate, and the Gacusote is up pro Totuguzate, is torn the Galibus Ode, and up here Otto Gosa, is torn the Galibus Ode, is torn as the Atua. And the Gacusote, Illa Bongrosa, and the Gagalibus Ode, is up here at Tuazo, on the Gagacutoso, Illa Macusto Sosia, Neclosto, Susia Tuate, Ella Petro Nogoso. You have said to the Lord, Lord, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I break every rod of affliction against my destiny, against the destiny of my children. I break all the rod of affliction against my destiny, against the destiny of my children. The upward gazade. I command my destiny, my glorious destiny, the original plan of God for me, the original purpose of God for me, to be rescued now. From the hand of destiny assassinators, of destiny hijackers, of destiny exchangers, of destiny traders, I command your rescue from every evil demonic destiny market. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be a rescue for my destiny now. Let there be a rescue for my destiny now. Let there be a rescue for my destiny now. Let there be a rescue. For my destiny now, let there be a rescue. For my destiny now, let there be a rescue. For my destiny now, it's up here at Tuazo. On the Gekutoso, on the Gekutoso, Usopron the Gekutoso, it's up here at Tuazo. On the Gekalibus Ode, Lekekutoso, on the Gekalibus Ode. Is up here at Tuazo, on the Gagalibus Ode, is up on the Gagalibus Ode, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I was ministering deliverance unto somebody. In my house, before the Lord said, I don't want you to do deliverance at home anymore. And the person began to tell me, and said, about herself. She said, I'm a thief. I was asked to go and steal everything from my husband because I challenged her. I said, how come you are a goat that somebody, I see this person holding the string, but you are a goat. A goat, no matter what you do, they're a goat. They will keep on going back to the place where you said they should not go. A goat is a stubborn enemy. a love came up. Me, I don't understand. I work with whatever God told me. I don't understand. You can't tell the thief to tell you whether they are thieves, because they will support themselves. So when somebody is still under the influence of the enemy, they can't tell the truth. You see, an individual came from a witchcraft plantation, and the personality that was doing the devil like took them to a place, and a wrong person walked into that place at the same time. I've seen that happen. Marriage took place from there. And yet on this occasion, the girl came home and said, I met a man. The demonic personality already know that they say, this is a catcher. Don't let him go. And they told them, we'll take you to somewhere. They took them to somewhere. They seal it. They had already been to the place where they took the man before they take him there. And so the devil rubber stamp their evil behavior. And this lady begins to talk about what she really stood for. She didn't tell me anything that I didn't know, but I was wishing that she would want to be delivered. She can't look at me in the eyes, not at any time. Even on a dinner table, can't look at me. And beloved, the secret, the key to the deliverance, to what would have been a complete release, was that that girl was brought into that trouble by food, two food. What was the food? They fed her with beans. And they taught her to an instrument that is young with anything or anybody. Whatever, wherever she goes to, the thing must go down. I confronted that girl. She was naming names of the people that she has taught. Name of the people that they have sent out to hunt. And beloved, out of the names that she had mentioned, actually, there is one person among them that had already come to me for help. I said, tell me what she was going through. And that personality, people don't want to labor to get their own freedom. You are looking for a magician to come and deliver you. You are wasting your time. I remember telling the individual that I see that this certain things open you up in this way. If you can go and deal with what open you up, God will give us a breakthrough for your deliverance and for your rescue. The person admitted to what opened her up but never come back was unwilling to pray for herself. They would rather be going to all the funny churches and all the various places because they want magic. And yet, the person that ought her whole destiny, God worked it out that the person met me. Many calls were made to say that the very secret that I told you about is a reality now. You can be rescued. Until tomorrow, I can't find her. True food. That girl became, because you have to know, they are giving you gifts in your sleep. Is it yours? when it's not given to you in the daytime, are you spending the gift in the nighttime? Taking from other people and giving it to you. Feeding you in your sleep. You should wake up angry. You must command yourself to vomit whatever you have eaten. How could you have dined with somebody in the daytime and they become Ketra in the nighttime, taking you to places you do not know? Why? Why? And then you are comfortable with it. It is an evil affiliate that sponsors demonic, satanic dining in the night, in the demonic places. I want you to say, any satanic, demonic affiliation with a place, with a thing, with a person, with a people, that caters for me in the night time to pollute and to defile my destiny. What are you waiting for? I cut off from you in the mighty name of Jesus. I cut off, I cancel that association, that relationship. The undecacutos of the atuas, Ella Pio of Trongo to Guzot, Isopriandeke Calibrus of Isopi Atua, Atua, Asukiato, Undeke Calibrus of that girl wants to try stupid. The Lord said to me, he said, Tala, do you want to go crazy? Before she begins to confess, you think you can try Messiah? I said, do you want to run mad? You are playing with madness. She told me that something happened to her and she doesn't know what she's doing anymore. I said, do you really want to go crazy? Because you are lying. Do you want to go crazy? You think the way you go to other places to hurt them, you want to hurt me? I said, do you want to buy what you want to sell? Wanted to sell insanity. I said, do you want to buy it yourself? Was doing mouth. And that is when she began to confess. They called me the following day. She naked herself in the office. Any personality that does not want deliverance, but they want to be able to attack their helper, then we go crazy. And there will be no way of escape for them. God said, even when they called Moses, or when they called on Elijah, these are men that are prayerful. God said, I shut the heaven and I will not hear their cry. Listing names of people, they send you to me to come and attack me, and you camouflage as if you need help. You want to run mad. And so what that entails is that ignorantly, beloved, there are personalities that you have seen. And beloved, I saw another personality. Every day we pass through the street, she begs for money. And I see my friend giving money. She paid herself as if she has measles, like a crazy fellow. Crazy for begging for money. Not all crazy people beg for money because they are picking. And there was was an evening we were driving by, and I saw, I could recognize the lady. Pretty looking, there was no white mark, nothing crazy about him. Was camouflaging craziness. Behave like a crazy person so that they can collect virtues and collect destiny and collect what does not belong to them. And they don't really, okay, a normal person that is not under bewitchment, go and be behaving like a crazy person when they are not crazy. And I said to my friend, look at that lady. That is the person that collects your money every day. She has collected your jobs. She has collected everything. This lady, she's not crazy. I said, pass the car. And I spoke to her, you come to this place. Are you not the one that we saw here yesterday, day before yesterday, number of days now? She had treated us nicely. She said, yes, I said, you are an agent of the devil. Satanic agent. That many admit that have crippled their destiny. You are saying, be located by thunder, be located by fire, die. Be located by thunder. Be located by fire. Die. Be located by thunder. Be located by fire. Die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So I was told this person was crazy and they have helped the crazy fellow. Only for me, I just had a meeting and a personality was confessing to me. I don't know. It's not me. It's got nothing to do with me. Confessed and said this is where what he did and where he got his power from. And then a woman came in. Immediately I was going to pay attention, I forgot. I went blank. I didn't remember until 2 days later. Until I left that place. And a woman that was considered crazy came. This is a woman that has house in Ashcroft. A very rich woman. South African woman. They turned his head around. They made her crazy in order to steal her destiny. The confession continued. I see the man begin to beg. He said, did you go? Because they thought that woman would be crazy for life. She would not be able to come and collect what they have taken from her. Personalities that we deal with innocently that program evil into life so that what was yours you could not be never request for your portion again. They want to feed them with the portion of the king so that their portion in life and destiny can no longer be remembered. Daniel said, all this might be good for the food, but me, I am not good for the food. I wanted to say, every portion of man, every demonic creature that has gathered for me in the daytime and in the nighttime, that has made me forgotten my own portion in life, the portion of the Lord for me, that made me to agree with Lord's destiny, zero destiny, that made me to forget about my glorious destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I vomit you now. I vomit you now. I vomit you now. I vomit you now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I vomit you, I vomit you. vomit you. I vomit you. I vomit you. I vomit you. By the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Sopi and Donkuk is also. Oh, Nagagalibus also. In Topia Asu Ate. Daniel proposes it up. He will not define himself with the portion of the king's meat and that of his wine. Beloved, because it is a poison to divine portion, to divine destiny. You are saying every intoxicating and satanic, demonically injected poison into my system. Demonic, satanic, demonic, awesome, against my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, get out of my life by fire. Get out of my life by fire. Get out of my life by fire. It's a beer at Wazo. On the gate to Zote. Illumin Glosto, Susia Tuate. Lenglosto, Susia. Zopri and Oklo. Declosto, Zosia Tua. Lengle Kutogoso. On the gate Kutoso, Zia Tuate. Zeprendege Kuzote. Ella Pio Otroso, Ondege Kekutoso, Zia Tuate, Endege Kekutoso, Isoprianda Kekutoso, Ilopia Atroso, Osu Zia Atua, Dekekutoso, Indege Kazate. I'm going to round up this session because we have a deliverance program tonight, and this is going to continue for those who will return to our court. And God did not promise me and say that it's going to finish 1 a.m. So it is better for you to go and lay and sleep after work, eat your food and rest, and get ready because something must take place this night. Enough is enough. It was Daniel that rejected the food and his three friends. They said, "We will seek the Lord." Instead, so that they were securing the instruments of destiny rather than allowing an exchange of that destiny, because at the expense of the portion of the king, Esau traded his own destiny. He ate it away. He sold his portion to his own brother, and because of food. What, beloved, we have to understand, there is something about food. People might not buy clothes, but they buy food. Everybody, because you need it to nourish, to be nourished. It takes an healthy body to carry, to walk their healthy destiny. Esau was desperate . He saw the most important thing in his life at the destiny moment. Beloved, because he was hungry, Genesis chapter 25, verse 27, "As the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in the tent, homely man. His brother was an hard worker, a man of the field." Beloved, the word of the Lord helps us to see know already, many of you know by the letters. But have you ever located that this is written so that you and I can deal with situations in our lives? The word of the Lord says in 25, sorry, 27. The boys grew up. Esau became an expert in arms. An outdoor man, Jacob was a quiet, preferring life indoors among the tents. Isaac loved Esau because he loved his game. He enjoyed eating from the game that he brings home. But Rebecca loved and favored Jacob. Why? Because he's the man in the kitchen. He's always there. Mommy's always calling. And beloved, sometimes even parents, they buy destiny of one of their children and give it to another. Jacob had cooked reddish brown lentils too one day when Esau came from the field and was famished. He was starving, he was hungry, and Esau said to Jacob, please let me have a quick swallow of that red stuff there because I am exhausted and famished. For that reason, Esau was also called Edom, red. It was in a desperate moment after a hard work, beloved, the Bible says, Jacob answered, for sell me your birthright, that is your destiny. Your right of becoming a firstborn, your right of excellence, your right to dignity, your right to honor, your right to breakthrough, your right to become the voice in the land. Beloved, he said, look, I am about to die. If I do not eat soon, so of what use is my birthright to me? Jacob said, swear an oath to me today that you are selling it to me for this food, Onje. So he swore an oath to him and sold him his birthright. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil soup, and he ate and drank and got up and went on his way. Beloved, he thought it was a play. He didn't know that he has just sold his tomorrow today. His crown is on battery. He despised his own destiny. I want you to lift up your voice and you are said, beloved, you might be said to me, Pastor Ellen, but hey, what does that mean to me? When you are in a fix, food for Esau was a must have after a hard work of labor. It needs to be refreshed. It needs to get its energy back. It needs to be able to recuperate. It needed to be able to get something that prepared it for the next hunting. Beloved, it needed something to cool him down. Don't you see that destiny were exchanged? Beloved, in moments in life, desperate moments, vulnerable moments, when people need to cool down and they pick on the prostitutes, and when people have worked hard or people are facing issues, beloved, they take the wrong step, they yield to the wrong decision. Those who want to rise by all means, regardless of how, and they begin to compromise Christ to satanic houses. Beloved, those who are looking for a job desperately, and they said, I will give you a job as long as you can speak with me. I will make you succeed as long as you can put this in your mouth. There were desperate moments that trivialized and the beloved that despised and he became vulnerable. And he said, I don't care. He can keep my portion away because I need a food. Oh, beloved Daniel and his three evil men, they were away from home, away from everything that they know, away from their beautiful Jerusalem, away from their family. They were lonely in a lonely land, but they know that they were not alone because God was with them. They choose rather to go for God than to go for the God that man can offer. And they said, beloved, when you are looking for gold diggers, they can use anything and get their gold any which way, regardless of what they sold. You are lifting up your voice. You are saying any demonic orchestration of events that wants to put me in a fix this year in order to solve my debt, to sell my destiny, to get gold, to get promotion, to get fame, or to get a voice, my voice from this, for me to be heard at the expense of my glorious destiny. You shall not take place. You shall not stand beyond the Gekuzod. He wants to spare his own life but lose his destiny. What is the essence of living without destiny? It was living empty. Believe at once what makes his life to be meaningful. It's what he wanted to trade. He traded with his own brother. He traded honor. He traded dignity for one magical moment. You have set any vulnerability program into my life, program into my destiny to make me trade my destiny, my tomorrow's greatness, my tomorrow's testimony, my tomorrow's breakthrough at the expense, oh God, of my tomorrow establishment, the destiny that God has made available to me to have a magical moment beyond the Gekuzati in society to have what cannot last. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel it, I destroy it. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Ezekiah stayed alive, but beloved, 15 more years. It's so tomorrow today. Generation yet of born, sell them unto destiny village, a place where they change identity and change life and change destiny. Today is all this what was meant to be the future. Esau sold his tomorrow today. Many parents, because of what they desperately wanted to gain, because of what they desperately wanted to have, many are raised in a polygamous family because they wanted to be able to keep their place, enjoy favor in the sight of their husband. They have gone to the money places. They have sold the future of their children. In the today, they have secured destiny pollution, destiny hijack, beloved, because they wanted to stay in their marriage. They wanted to have favor with their husband. They wanted to be able to be rich. They wanted to be able to have a faith, never their faith. It was not happening to them, so they don't care. They've lived and died. And beloved, they didn't. Some of them even become Christians before they die, but they didn't remember to tell their children, I have sold your tomorrow today. A story was told about a woman, beloved. His children were all achievers. One by one, they were dying. Only one was left. And that woman told the son, he said, look at this bottle. He said, at a particular time when you see a bottle in this place, he said, break it. Because whenever the woman goes into the witchcraft meeting, bottle is always found in his room, in her room. Nobody sees it. He told that boy, he said, come into the room. If you find a bottle here, break it. Because that was the day that boy was meant to be taken. Told our son, don't sleep. And the son did not sleep, came into the room and found the bottle and break it. Probably thought the mother has gone to the toilet. Break the bottle. And beloved, they found the mother dead with blood everywhere. Traveled in a bottle to the body cover. Have killed all of our own children until the bottle was cracked. That man was a struggler. Until, beloved, because he had given everything, the only one thing that she was meant to give remaining was that son. She couldn't give herself because they won't accept her. They want to empty her first and then they will take her. Wickedness of the wicked. Personality that has enlisted the name of any prevalence on any satanic demonic covenant in order for us to go down that they might rise. You are commanding them, their time is up. Let their secret be exposed and let them die. 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 That all the circumstances here to other levels. They killed their own and they killed other people. You have sent any personality anywhere aside to kill me after they have killed their own. My life is not available to you. I command you by the power in the name of Jesus. Die, die, die. Kill yourself. Isopia atu ate. Endege ke kutoso. Oso proandege ke libruzo ote. Isopia atu ate. Ondege ke libruzo ote. Lekutazo. Ondege ke libruzo ote.
Bewitching their own children. So what is your problem?
If their children does not want deliverance, do you want them to replace you for their children? Or if they don't want to let their own children go, what is your problem? Do you want them to replace you? I said to the apostle, God told me, don't touch that case. They've already concluded on their own children. Do not touch it. I said, I'm a friend, I will not. You can come to me with anything, but that case is already finished. I can't touch it anymore. God said, take your hand off that case because I am not going to hear. Until the people concerned are ready for deliverance, he said, don't touch it. You and I will have the moment over this weekend as our destiny are rescued so that we can pursue our destiny. Therefore, you are saying from today, Lord, recover for me my destiny. Let my destiny begin to find expression. Recover for me the destiny of my children. Let the destiny of my children, Lord, find expression. Let there be total recovery. Let there be 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 recovery. Also be endorsed via to us. All negatives via to us. Lenge kakutoso, ondenge kutoso ziatuazo, zaprotu gazo, ondenge galibruzo ote, esu ziatua, atua, atua, endenge kakutoso ziatuazo, endenge galibruzo ote, endenge galibruzo ote, iso bi atua, atuazo, ondenge galibruzo ote, Ella pia otuase, endenge kusoto lebria suase, endenge galibus ote, isopia atuato, ondenge kutoso, endenge kusoto otuasania, lenglosusiato, ondenge galibus ote, isopia atuate, ella pia otrosusia. In the name of Jesus, I want you to say to the Lord, from today, let me begin to experience the manifestation of my destiny restoration. Lord, the evidence and the testimony and the proof that my destiny has been restored to me, let me begin to see it. Let me begin to see it. Let it begin to emerge. Let it begin to find expression today.
Lord Jesus Christ,
Beloved, can you please pray for me? Pray for Pastor Ayo this morning. And you are sent to the Most High God. Lord, equip us, enable us. Every pastor that will be serving, every service team, Lord, let your power be present. Let your glory be seen. Let your name be glorified. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lekutoso seprende kakuzate, Lengusto seponde ligra suziate, Lekotozote, Levre lekuzoto, Uzoprende kakuzoto, Libra suzia, Dong lekutoso, Zia piondo, Leng lekutozote, Lebru suzie, Ende kakutoso, Zia, Laprondi kakuzate, Endolobashate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for utterance by your Spirit. Thank you for divine unction to function. Thank you for the release of your grace and the release of your glory. And let your name be glorified. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for starting a good work in us. Thank you because you are faithful that has started this good work and you will perfect it. Therefore, I dedicate every soul that you have connected to this commission unto you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, Lord, and I decree and declare great grace for the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Dopendo likazuzia, zoprondi gekutogo lomengla kuzotea, denglusto zoprende gekuzuta, denikotua aplengo zuate. Lord, as they prove that you have heard us, that from today, that destiny begins to take an upward turn in the name of Jesus for good. As you recover and restore every destiny of the prevailers now and forevermore. We give you praise, our God. We are thankful because we have a Father like you who is forever faithful, reliable, dependable, who meant what he says and does what he has spoken. Lord, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord liveth and abideth forever. Therefore, what you have done in us today and for our life, it is forever and ever in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall yet return unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. As we return, even at the midnight tonight, Saturday morning, you will do great and mighty things that we have never seen before, we have never had before, we have never walked in before. That our destinies are rescued, recovered, and we begin to run the race of destiny again without looking back in the name of Jesus. Any borrowed or hired destiny, I decree that those who borrowed other people's destiny or that was given to them by their parents or from their foundation, they begin to return back what is not theirs, that every man begin to engage in their unique destiny race without looking back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God who have called me, the one who is the word that I speak, the one who expresses his word through the agency of my mouth. Lord, I thank you for this moment. Thank you for what you have done today. Whatsoever you have done is permanent. Lord, I thank you because the deliverance of this morning is permanent, and you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying. Thank you for whatsoever you do, you perfect. Therefore, the deliverance of today, they are perfected. Nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken from it. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Amen.